Yuma Perk Ches Mishnah Vav. Ches Vav is the Rosh Tevis Chas V'Shalom. I'm just saying that because this Mishnah, we're going to just say one big Lo Aleinu. Misha Achso Bulmus. Person has a ravenous hunger. Machilin also afilu dvarm tmeim. We feed him even things that are tameh, that aren't kosher, ad she oru enav, until his eyes light up, which means, the Rav explains, when he's able to see again, then you know that he has a refuah. Because one of the symptoms of the sickness, they would be so hungry that they couldn't even see normally. So when he can see again, so it's a simon that he has a refuah. Lecha Shlomo brings down the Gemara, a different definition of ad she oru enav is when he's able to understand the difference between good food and bad food when he tastes them. Mishna Shachu Kelev Shota, person that's bit by a crazy dog, which is like a dog with rabies. Ein machilin oso michatzer kovet shelo. We do not feed this person from the liver of the dog that had rabies, even though there were certain doctors that had a minug to do this type of refuah. Really, it's not a refuah, it's not a real refuah, it's just some kind of segula or whatever you call it. It's not really refuah like the Rambam defines over here. Something that heals by its nature and is something that's test and tried and karov la'emes. Rabbi Masya ben Charash matir. Masya ben Charash matir it. The Rav says that he held that it is a refuah, but the Rav says halacha is not like Rabbi Masya ben Charash. Only things that are really refuah, but not stam something else that you cannot be mechal Shabbos Yom Kippur on. Va'oid amar Rabbi Masya ben Charash. Hachoshish begrono. Person that's sick in his throat. The Rambam explains this is not just stam a guy that has a sore throat. We're dealing with somebody that even the gums of his teeth started to rot. That's how sick he is, and then it started spreading to his throat. So he's not in good shape. Matilin lo sam besoich piv b'Shabbos. You're allowed to give him medicine in his mouth on Shabbos. You are not only able to just give him medicine on Shabbos, which we know you're not allowed to do normally, but you're even allowed to crush the medicine and do all malachas of Shabbos. Why? Mibneshu safik nefashas v'chol sfeik nefashas doichas haShabbos. Because it's a safik nefashas. His life is in danger. We're not sure if he's going to live. And any safik nefashas is doichas haShabbos. Now, why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself and say v'chol safik nefashas doichas haShabbos? So Rav says it's coming to include even if you know for sure that this Shabbos he's going to live. And let's say the medicine is a 10-day medicine. And today it's Erev Shabbos and now the guy is really sick and you can start giving him medicine on Shabbos as day one. So one might say, you know what, he's for sure going to live on this Shabbos. Let's start giving him medicine on Sunday. We'll start the process of his 10-day medication, i.e., let's say it's 10-day antibiotics. We start on Sunday. Why do we have to be Mechal Shabbos? Teretz is, kol safik nefashas doichas haShabbos. Even if you know for sure you're going to live this Shabbos, but you're pushing off taking a medication that may save him for next Shabbos, because we're not sure, you better start taking it now. So you have to take it even on Shabbos. You have to start the medication even on Shabbos. Even if that means that you'd be taking medication on two Shabboses.